Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Hey Rachel, this is Morgan from Coleman Savings Bank. I have a customer here that has some charges on his account that he is not aware of and didn't authorize. Can you help me with that?
Okay, I'd be happy to further assist. I just need to get an account pulled up. If I could please start by getting his zip code.
35057.
Okay, 35057. And thank you for that information. And his first and last name, please.
Joseph Norton.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the account. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify his address.
7434 Highway 157, B, Coleman, Alabama, 35057.
All right, thank you for that information. I have gotten an account located. His name shows here as Joseph Norton Jr., and it does show his address, I believe, as shipping and billing. And this, let's see, the call is regarding two products called Elite Edge Rise and Elite Edge Pump. They're male enhancement products, and they increase strength, stamina, and virility and energy performance. And once again, how is it that I can assist?
No. He's saying he didn't order those.
No, because there was two other charges on my account today, one for 100 and one for 100 and something.
Oh, I see. Okay, I could hear him asking about the charges. The attempted billing for the 109.97 and the 99.97, they're called end of trial charges. And what happened is it shows here on June 21st, there were two shipping and handling of 597 and 697 that were paid. With these type offers, the customer can either complete a survey, respond to something on social media or something like that, but they pay the shipping and handling for a trial offer. In this case, a 30-day supply of the product is shipped out. The customer is supposed to try it out first, but we're a 24/7 call center. Which means that with the trial offer, it comes automatically with auto shipment, which is optional. But you do have to call the call center before the trial expires, or you will be billed for the products and enrolled into auto shipment. The system is showing the two products sold were shipped on the 22nd. But that's what happened. The trials expired without a cancellation. Probably these are 7-day trials. Information is provided in the terms and conditions.
Okay.
I never ordered anything.
We didn't receive anything.
I didn't receive anything either.
Not a problem, sir. These are orders placed online. We don't place these over the phone. There is a USPS tracking number that ends in 2510. And I can certainly go ahead and close the accounts if you would like. I can provide the tracking number. Also provide whatever the U.S. Postal Service says.
Well, you can close that because I never ordered anything. Somebody obviously used my account.
Okay. All right. Well, with the cancellation, it is effective today. I will tell you that the post office with the tracking number says that they were delivered in at mailbox June 24th at 10:05 a.m. But with the cancellation for the account, that's effective today. It does cancel all future charges as well as all future shipments. And there won't be any further billing attempts. Those are called retail prices. They're provided in the terms and conditions. And
well, that's all fine if I don't. I don't even know what this stuff is.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you wanted the bank to call in to find out some information. That's the most that I can provide since we don't place the orders. But that's how they started. And that's what those particular charges are. They showed that they were declined, though they didn't go through. And
so
I have
for the ones that did go through, is there anything you can do for those?
I can refund them, but we can't do anything about the product. So we're the call center.
Okay. If you could refund those two, the $6.97 and the $5.97, that would be great.
Okay, if you allow me just a moment. All right, so for the Elite Edge Rise, which showed a shipping and handling of $6.97.
Mm-hmm.
That is being refunded.
This is crazy.
All right, so on the recorded line, I'll have that transaction ID.
Okay.
In just a moment here. Okay, so that transaction ID for the $6.97 is 734-354-0545.
Okay.
And let's see, that one was for the Rise. Now I need the pump. And for the $5.97, showed paid on 6/21.
Mm-hmm.
That one is also in process of being refunded. All right, on the recorded line, that has a transaction ID of 734-354-1653.
Okay, perfect.
And if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, it will post back as 2 individual credits to the account. And the cancellation confirmation numbers for the auto shipment is the letter, well, let's see. For the pump, it is the letter C as in Charlie, 149-776.
Okay.
And for the Elite Rise, it is C as in Charlie, 149-774.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Is there anything else that I can do to assist? There are no future charges or shipments.
That is all. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good day.
You do the same.